just less and less of an area for us to get to ride in. So now we don't even ride here. It's easier for us to put our horses in the trailer and just go out to the desert and ride. And that's a very, very pretty area that very few El Pasoans really know that it's out there, and I hope they don't find it out. So something will stay without being messed up. And I think the larger our city's gotten, it's gotten the big town problems.
Well, and especially not just building, but the kids with bikes mess those sand dunes up really bad.
Well, not only that, you know, people out here years ago that grew up here in the valley grew up knowing that horses are large animals that are not real smart. And nowadays you try to ride here and they don't give to you. They don't realize that if you honk a horn at them, they're going to just as apt to jump right in front of them and wreck their car as they are anything else. So the influx of people, you know, people have this idea, oh, we want to move to the country to get away from it, and then they come out here and they wreck it. So it really, and seeing what's happened to El Paso is not really a good thing. And it's a place that I've loved all my life, and I can't think of another place climate-wise I would rather live. But there's been just a lot of things here that are nice, a lot of good people here. I can't think of any place else that you could trade the people for that would be nice, or even though we're getting some really sad things with the drugs and all here. And I think along the border we're going to see nothing but increased problems. Until they really do something, and I don't know the answer to that either. But I've seen El Paso grow from a real small town to, when as a little girl, you know, the highlight was to be able to go to town, and even the women were wearing gloves and hats downtown. And as the shopping centers came in, that all changed. The style of dress changed. I think for the better, though. I'd rather go to the mall than go downtown.
Well, even in the 60s, my mom said that they were wearing gloves when they went out. And
Right. And we've become a relaxed world, and I think that's good, though, in some ways, too. I enjoy it, and I hope that El Paso doesn't ever grow to the point where it's going to be an impossible place to live, but it's getting that way for people that like animals. We cannot live here anymore. From very many more years.
Well, it's like Tucson. I can't believe I discovered horses right in the middle of Tucson. Because that's where they were, and the city just grew up around them. But
yeah,
that's where they stayed.
Well, there's a lot of people around here that are the same way, that have really gotten boxed in. And there again, you know, you have the country. And everybody wants to move to the country, but the first thing they start complaining about are the flies, the mosquitoes, the Johnson grass.
Oh, and
then they want you to get rid of the animals.
Because of the dam. There's a new problem right in this area. It's the salt coming up, right?
Oh, exactly. This is probably one of my biggest bugaboos. You shouldn't have got me on that subject.
Oh, please, no.
The drainage ditches around here were put here for a reason. And it's because the old-time farmers learn to live with this land, not fight it. And they would keep the drainage ditches dug out. So as a little girl, as a little kid, we could dive off of the bridges into the drainage ditches. They were that deep.
Wow.
And now you go look at them. They're not ankle to knee deep anywhere. And the reason they were dug out is so that the underground water would leach out over into the ditch, drain off into the river, and carried on out away from El Paso. And the farmers, of course, utilized the fact that they could take this bosky area, as the upper valley used to be, and work with it and grow crops on it. We grew some fabulous crops in years gone by.